Hello. Welcome to this SearchSOA.com podcast. My name is Michael Meehan. I'm editor at SearchSOA.com, and today I'm speaking with Marcia Kaufman. She's a partner at Hurwitz & Associates and also the co-author of Service-Oriented Architecture for Dummies. Hello, Marcia. How are you doing?
I'm just great, Michael. So nice to talk to you today.
Absolutely. Well, let's dive right into it. We're going to be talking about common pitfalls of data integration. Marcia recently wrote something up on this topic, and I guess really the first question ought to be, what are the drivers behind wanting to do data integration in the first place?
I think one of the key words here that we should think about is the importance of trusted information. And what I mean by that is really everyone from the CEO to line of business managers to customer service reps within an organization, everyone needs access to trusted information in order to make decisions, in order to serve the customers, partners, employees, stockholders, everyone that has a stake in the business. And this seems pretty obvious, but actually it can be really challenging.
And
I can give you some examples of what I mean by that.
Okay.
Well, if you think, for example, of a CEO who wants to know who the best customers are for his company, and this is an example of a business I know, a multi-division specialty retailer with lots, and they have many, many data marts for the individual lines of business, for the women's fashion, the personal health, et cetera. And yet it became very unwieldy, so that this CEO wants to be able to understand who the customer is across all these different all his different lines of business, and it's really hard to access and share information across the different lines. So he has a problem. And in order to solve, so that's kind of why data integration is necessary. And the problem is one of siloed data. And this is very consistent across so many, many, many different enterprises, where each line of business or each division, like finance, sales, or marketing, has always acted as a unique entity in terms of managing information. And so there's good things about that. Each division has the ability to control the data that's really part of their own unique world. But the problem is that it actually leads to data that can be inconsistent, it can be redundant, and of very poor quality when you want to look at data across the whole enterprise, or in the case of the CEO with his different lines of business, you need to have a single view of what's happening across the whole enterprise.
So just as we were talking about application integration, really data integration is part and parcel of that.
It is so important. The data is really the lifeblood of the business, and impossible to make a really clear, consistent type of decision if you can't believe the data, if you don't have trust in the data that you're referring to. Now, some of the reasons why this happens is as a result of the data being sort of structured within a siloed environment, is that data can be of different structures, sort of technical things, different interfaces, different semantics, and also the definitions of customers and products may be different. Now, what I mean by that is that I have another example. I was thinking of a transportation service company that bought up hundreds of different regional companies throughout the world. So they got bigger by acquisition. And yet, in order to really take advantage of all those acquisitions, they kind of needed to know who their customers were in each of these locations and have a single view across their newly formed company. And those regional companies that were purchased may have shared many of the same customers, but defined them differently, such as one customer might be referred to as Ace Furniture, and yet by one regional company, and then another might be referring to that same company by their parent name, Ace Global, And that happens over and over again. And this is just one instance of how it can be very, very hard to know who is the real customer.
And let me ask you about the fire drill approach. I know you mentioned that in what you wrote up, and I'm curious to find out
yes.
How that pitfall affects people.
So really, just one overall, what happens is companies will know that data integration is needed, but they may take an approach that is too technical, and they may take an approach that does not really combine both the technology and an understanding of the business context. And what I mean by a fire drill approach is that it's often too easy, or there's a particular problem, and you take a one-time look at solving that problem. You can do it for that one time. But the next time you have another issue, and there will be a next time, you have to redo. And you're not really able to take advantage of a consistent approach. And that's what I mean. You need to really have a strategic approach to understanding your information management needs over time.
So you're saying data should be a shared and reusable resource? I believe I read that somewhere.
Absolutely. And the problems of not being able to reuse your data can lead to things such as a poor process or a lack of control. It's really critical to, and yet I actually want to make the point that while the strategic approach is necessary, it should be done incrementally so that the business is able to see results really quickly. It's a fine balance. You want to be able to reuse your resources. You want to be able to take a strategic approach, but do it in an incremental and structured way.
Do ETL tools allow for that, or do you need ETL tools plus? I think a lot of people have that question when they approach the question of data integration.
Absolutely, and many businesses will follow. There is this, in terms of the fire drill, there's a critical need, a recent acquisition, and what you need is a data integration tool, and you're using, which is what you refer to as ETL, extract, transform, load. But that is only, needs to be part of an overall architectural approach. There needs to be technology considered to improve the quality of your data, what we were talking about before about different definitions of data. So you don't want to go through the data integration process without paying sufficient attention to the quality of data. And then some of the other, as part of taking an overall architectural approach, lots of businesses are finding that they need to create a metadata layer as well as develop a strategy for master data management.
And that's where that sort of data abstraction, data services realm comes in, if I'm correct.
Yes, in terms of really following a full-blown architectural approach to your information management.
And let me ask you about data quality. I know that's something you wanted to mention here.
It is possible to, in a mistake, to follow and the steps of a data integration process, and without really understanding, and this is where the business comes in, really understanding what it means to have quality data, and without taking steps to ensure the cleansing and consistency of your data, so you won't win if you follow sort of a technical approach, follow the ETL. Use an ETL tool, and without really paying number one high priority on standardizing, having standard, consistent information.
And let me ask you about the ownership of this data. I think traditionally we think about the owner of the data as being the DBA. is that operable in this new paradigm?
Well, there are actually, if the DBA maybe, or there are a data, you're talking maybe about a data stewardship,
mm-hmm.
but there's also the business owner of the data. And the business owner has historically had sort of the ownership and understanding within that particular line of business, has the expertise to know what needs to happen in terms of the data. And it's really hard to give up control. And so what needs to happen in an information management process is that there really should be some consistency and consensus amongst the various data owners about data terminology and data definitions. And this actually requires a certain amount of cultural change, a lot of cultural change in many businesses, because what I'm thinking of is a business expert who has the ultimate say of what the data means and controlling that data for the particular line or in the division. And yet you need to balance that need for control with sort of some sort of centralized management of data within a metadata environment.
And finally, it sounds like we're talking about a process. Is there the urge amongst users that you're seeing to, instead of treat this as a process, to sort of say, hey, we got a project, we're going to do it, and it'll all be done. I fixed all my data problems.
Well, process is hugely important here. And the interesting thing is that the benefits of integrating data across the departmental silos can be really, really huge for companies, so that what happens is a company can take on a project that would have previously been impossible because of so many really enormous amounts of hand coding or manual data collection that would have been required. And so there is this almost a temptation to create a very, very large, and I've used the word strategic, and so by making the project much too big, trying to get everything done at once. And that typically has too much risk for failure. It is really important to take an incremental approach so that the business is able to see success each step along the way.
Well, fantastic. Thank you for taking the time to be with us today, Marcia.
So happy to talk to you and look forward to talking to you again.
Absolutely, absolutely. Well, as you said, this is not a simple subject, so I imagine we'll have a lot more to talk about.
Absolutely.
Okay.
We'd love to talk to you on this again.
And good day, all.
Thank you.